get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools.
Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey. We discovered Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Chapman.
Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like "aw shucks." We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools.
Do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go to sea.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the Cape.
We're brought to hear they might be giants, too. Much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule. Can't wait to cart this off.
All right. You got Smitty on the town with Mikey D. Oh man, dude, we got a big night of music tonight. We're going to be talking about the WMFO Music, live music day. Oh, and some of our guests are in the window. Come on in, make some noise. We got Crow Follow and Linda Vienz and Gary Mondello and Vicky Porter are going to be joining us. Oh, this is so cool. So the great thing about this is you see all these mics? Only two of them work. So it's me on this one. You guys are going to have to share these guys over here. So, yeah, pull up a chair. Let's make some noise.
Hi, what's going on? This is lovely.
We are definitely going to be having some fun.
Hi, sweetie.
I'm so excited.
How are you?
Big night of music. We're celebrating the WMFO Live Music Day for 2023. We also have Andrew Wilson, who is so generously helps me doing this. Do we know what number this WMFO Live Music Day is?
I don't know.
He doesn't know. We'll find out from Joel later. We'll celebrate that. Look at this. We got everybody. Oh, this is so exciting.
What do you need to know about Live Day?
How many live music days have we had?
Well, this will be the first one since the pandemic.
Well, there you go. First one since the pandemic. Yeah.
That's me covered for not knowing.
So what I'm going to do is I actually have a couple songs in the queue. I'm going to go ahead and start playing those, and then we'll get everybody all settled in. And because, you know, some of these people I actually, you know, they play in my band, you know, and they got their own bands. So let's get things started with Cold Expectations.
Yay.
Cold.
Yeah. We have a show coming up with them.
Walking around and wondering so fine.
All right, we're back. This is great. I'm turning everybody's mic back on so we can all talk. Yeah. All right, I'm noticing I need to be hotter here. Let me get you a little bit more volume going on. Check, check. Oh, there we go. Much better, much better. So we've got all these beautiful people in here today. I think we're going to start with Crow Follow, but I guess maybe what I should do is talk about this list of all the bands and artists that are coming in this Saturday, and then we'll work backwards from there. So I have no idea what the introductions are at 9 o'clock. So introductions at 9, and then Gary and Vicky. Yeah, I hope you're going to be limber and ready to go, because you're going on at 9. And then the next artist up, Girl with a Hawk. Woo-hoo! After that, Randy Black, who's not here tonight, but I'm looking forward to that. And this weird band, I have no idea. I've never, Little Billy something, Little Billy Lost. They'll be going, I have no, that sounds like a weird band. I have no idea.
Little Billy Found cover.
That's right. And then we got Adam Sherman and Lauren Parks coming up. That's Hummingbird Syndicate, right? Alan Williams, he's going to be doing an acoustic thing. Crow Follow.
Yes.
Jerry Bonham and Jerry Bonham Carter. Then, what do you call it? Brian's band, the Thigh Scrapers.
Right.
Samantha Farrell. And finishing off Saturday is Glowbox.
Yes.
So I'm really looking, and I've seen Glowbox. The first time I saw them was at an IPO show. I had no idea what to expect, and I think they even might have gone on last for the set that they did, and David Bash was there, and I was like, David, these guys are good. He goes, yeah, I know that. So I'm very much looking forward to that, and I think later in the year, Little Billy Lost is playing a show with Glowbox too.
Nice.
So very excited, but we have all these brilliant people here. Going from left to right, we've got Crow Follow members ready to go. So I guess, talking about just your involvement in the Boston music scene and playing this live day on Saturday, I mean, you know, how you feeling? What are you thinking?
Super excited. Super
okay, next
excited.
We'll go on to Gary. No, I'm very excited. I mean, this is really a great group of bands. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. It does seem like in the past that they had like even more bands involved. Actually, I think I like this little bit, you know, trimmed down. You can be a little bit more focused. Everybody's pretty much getting like 30, 40 minutes to play. So, I'm very much looking forward to that. And the way Joel has set it up is it's like acoustic, electric. So we'll have some time going back and forth between the studios. So are you going to be full Crow Follow?
We are going to be the full band.
All right.
Yes. All five of us.
Yes.
Yep.
So Mr. Keegan will be here too.
And they're coming.
There you go. So I'm very, very excited.
Yeah, we are too.
I mean, this is really, so I'm a gentleman of a certain age, and I was here when Mikey D was doing the show.
I remember Mikey.
And he started playing one of the bands that I was playing in early on. So the fact that, you know, we're able to do this now and I'm able to give back a little bit and show love for the Boston music scene. I mean, this is like, this is pretty big.
Boston's special. It really is. I'm sure every town thinks that, but we know we're really special.
And that's super touching, Smitty.
Big hats.
Yeah.
Big hats in Beantown. I got to tell you, you go to other places around the country, and the radio just ain't what it is here.
Well,
and the radio here feeds the bands. The bands feed the radio. And everything just, it's like a nuclear thing where get tight
and
critical mass. That's what, critical mass.
Well, it really kind of cracks me up. I moved here in 1985, and I was trying to find a nickname for Boston. Of course, we all know Beantown. Well, as I discovered very quickly, people hate that nickname. So I did a deep dive looking for other nicknames for Boston, and I found the Athens of America.
Oh my.
Now that's pretty cool.
Why?
That is cool.
Why?
Because of the intelligentsia and the colleges and the whole deal. You know who calls Boston the Athens?
The Center of Learning.
Yes. You know who calls Boston the Athens of America?
Who?
Nobody.
Oh.
It's quite pretentious.
But we could try it.
But I actually used it in a bio, you know, the having moved to the Athens of America. And then that was like, it's just like, what? What? Where did you move?
Nice.
You didn't move to Boston, did you?
Nice.
Nice.
So, yeah, but, you know, Beantown, it's like, yeah, no, yeah.
Beantown is lame.
It cracks me up, though. If I ever want to get under someone's skin, and you know, and I know it and they don't know it, I will refer to Boston as Beantown just to get a rise out of them.
Oh, conversation.
Being from Detroit, too.
Well, see, Detroit.
You have Motown, which
we
is
got Motown,
cool.
Motor City, Murder City. Yeah, murder. I mean, you know, I mean, all the nicknames for Detroit are pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
Beantown is like.
Land of the Pilgrims.
Well, we're not all originally from. Beantown.
That, and you move here and you find out that, yeah, a lot of people come from somewhere else. Actually, I was trying to put together a show with John Keegan many years ago, and it was going to be part Boston and part Detroit. And the name of the show, and maybe we'll still do it, excuse me, we're going to call it Motor Oil Meets Dirty Water.
Ah, ooh, nice.
Nice.
Right?
Yeah.
Dirty water's cool.
Dirty water's super cool.
Yeah.
All right, so why don't I play a couple of Crow Follow?
Awesome.
And we'll keep on moving.
Beautiful.
All right, so
if I
got it right here, the first Crow Follow I have going on here is Indiana Line.
Leaden slate gray clouds stack up over the horizon line. A thin, chalk-like line of white smoke rises from the long, black, Tipperillo-shaped chimney of a Midwestern meth factory.
She said, I want
All right, Crow Follow. Oh my goodness. Woo! Woo-hoo is right.
Sounded good, kids.
Excellent. So we're gonna move on to Gary and Vicky, but before we do that, is there anything you want to say before we pass the mic down to the next group?
Forever, I just want to say thanks to Ruby Vienz for doing the poetry on that Indiana line there.
That's who that was?
Yeah.
Very
Ruby,
good.
Ruby, shout out. Yay, thank Ruby. You, too. That's so nice. Cool.
All right, so next on the hit list, Gary Mondello and Vicky Porter. And, you know, so these guys work together, they work on each other's projects, but the thing that I'm always reminded with Gary is when I moved here in 1985, I mean, were you specifically working with a manufacturer at that moment?
I was the singer of Manufacturer.
There you go.
And the band that preceded them.
That's what
people.
I thought.
Psychic Youth.
Yes, that's what I thought, yes.
And that was a different project altogether.
Let me see. Talk a little more. I might get you up.
Very different.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we've known each other a crazy long time, and then you started doing stuff on your own and with Vicky. And there was one show in particular that you did at the Tavern at the End of the World where you had a violin player that you were playing with. And that guy, he was insane. It was just like, you know, I really, it was so eclectic, and you had like all this. I mean, you're eclectic yourself. You had keyboards and guitars and loops and samples, and I was just like, I can't do that. I can't do that. I would lose my mind trying to keep it all straight. But I have seen you in a much simpler versions. Do you still break out all the heavy equipment once in a while?
Oh yes, that's the whole point, right? Is to do. Make it as hard as I can on myself. For kids. No, I've been very fortunate to work with some really talented people.
And, right.
Unfortunately, the projects haven't lasted terribly long, so
well, you
hence.
Know. Yeah, well, you do them, and then you move on to the next thing. There's
yeah,
no
yeah.
problem with
but,
that.
Yeah, there was another band called Reason and Chaos.
Yes.
Which the violinist in Psychic Youth.
Ah.
Juan Rashad, he's actually an amazing drummer. He plays like Keith Moon.
Wow.
And, yeah. But the project was like Killing Joke. It was very heavy and hard.
Ooh.
And no one's heard any of that material, but that's another little side project.
Do you have recordings of that?
Yes, I do. Not full studio recordings, but I've resurrected some of it. So
I want some, Gary. That sounds very, like, you know, what I'll, it will inspire me / I'll politely steal from it.
Oh.
Amateurs borrow, professionals steal.
That's correct.
Exactly.
I do me some serious stealing.
Chuck Close said that.
So, and I actually, when I've talked to Hugo Burnham once in a while, I, you know, it's like, if you hear something in what I'm playing that sounds like something you did, then yeah, I just completely stole it, you know. There's a drum beat that I've been doing for like 40 years, and I generally try and resurrect it in every band I play in, and then a new song is formed from it, and it comes directly from Hugo. It's because it's a drum beat, and it's just kind of like, you know,
yeah.
Until they change the rules, you can steal drum beat. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Obviously, you know, there's yeah. way fewer notes.
They say imitation is flattering.
There you go. Yeah, yeah you if go. If you're talking to the right person, Hugo just laughed. He goes, "Well, then you're going to buy me drinks tonight, right?" It's like, yeah. I got your drinks. I got your drinks for all those times I stole your drum beats. So, all right. So you're going to be starting the show off on Saturday. What kind of musical arsenal are you going to be more acoustic or?
Yeah. Yeah,
more acoustic. It depends on whether or not we're allowed to bring backing tracks, because there may be something with that.
Do you have something to run it through, or would you go right to the board?
Just to the board. I'll have to talk to Joel about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, talk to Joel about that. He's a pretty magical guy.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, no, he, I mean, so actually there's two things I need to do that I've been remiss on. One of them for sure. Tonight's musical guest is Sapling, and I am so excited to have them play tonight. I get to interview him afterwards. I love this band, and they are the house band for On the Town with Mikey D. And I didn't mention them at the front of the program, but I'm mentioning them now. And you definitely want to stick around for them. They are so talented, and I'm really excited about that.
Yes.
That makes.
But So Joel, he'll switch gears. I mean, he'll have a rock band, and I don't know if you've seen the lineup for or the musical equipment that Sapling has. They've got a lot of. It's not your standard setup. So if he can do Sapling, I'm sure he can do, you know, something with you guys.
We'll figure something out. Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
It could be just me and a nylon guitar. Who knows? We'll see.
There you go. So, I mean, could you run some of this stuff through another amp, then he mics the amp?
Possibly.
There you go.
We can figure out a way.
That's what I do now.
Just for smaller situations.
Well, I with all the love in my heart, I just don't trust sound guys anymore. Unless I know Joel's at the board. Yeah, right, exactly. So if I have an extra sound, I bring an amp to run it through. Right.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, we'll plug it in direct and it'll come through the monitor.
Mm-hmm. And no, you can't hear it in the monitor. Where was I? Boom.
I'd rather have it cranked coming through the amplifier and then you don't have to run, you know, mic it for out front, but at least I know I can hear it. So.
I mean, in the old days, you probably dealt with that a lot with figures. I mean.
Oh, yeah. Well, so then my trick on that one is I had my own monitor and my own power head, and I would point it right at me. Yeah. And I played it so loud that if the club wasn't that big, oftentimes the sound guy didn't even run the sample or the loop out to the audience. I just wanted this nice loud, you know,
you
sample.
Want to feel it, yeah.
I want to feel it. I don't want to even think about it.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and stuff.
Absolutely.
So, all right. So with Gary and Vicky, let's see what I got here. We're going to start with Vicky's composition. What We Do Now, and then we'll follow that with a composition by Gary called Border.
Do it for yourself, or do it for the world, or do it for the girl next door who lost her costume pearl. Things are to be left alone. Others left will turn to stone. No pressure for action today. Though each day at dawn, there could be a thought of the day. What we do now will be what we remember later. What we do now will be. Play your part, play from the guts, play from your touching. What we do now will be what we remember later. What we do now will be what we remember later. Hey! What we do now will be. Ooh. What we do now.
are screaming at frozen scenes, shattered dreams, magazines. You're searching some crowded tomb for a single sign of life. Was I merging through all the scenery we found?
All right, yes. Gary Mondello and Vicky Porter. That was amazing. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Very cool.
Welcome.
So I'm excited. I'll see all you guys again on Saturday.
Oh yeah,
looking forward to it.
So okay. Last but not least, in the five person party that we're having here, I don't know. I like to say infamous. It's cooler than
I'll
famous.
I'll take that. I like infamous.
You've been here. So the funny thing is, I keep talking about how we moved here in 1985. Here's what I remember about you. You were not old enough to get into clubs, because I remember seeing you at the Rat, and you were definitely not 18. She's not saying anything.
That's so funny. Nah, I mean, it's all been such a privilege. Like...
Well, that was back in the day. People just didn't care. They just didn't care.
But also, I mean, nobody knew back then. I mean, that's a thing now that I love about our scene is this is not an ageist city. You know, it was like the rock and roll aged, and we aged with it. And lucky us. I mean, I'm always like, if Iggy, Patty, Neil, you know, everyone, and there's so many young bands, so many middle-aged bands, so many older bands, and it's just amazing to still be here, still be standing.
I know it's amazing, and then so you've obviously played in many configurations, but I am so impressed and so happy for you with your latest, greatest project, Girl with a Hawk. First off, great name.
Thank you.
Secondly, and by the way, you live up to it. That's a very, that's a big name, girl with a hawk. It's like, you know, ah, yeah.
Caw, caw.
There you go. And yeah. I saw recently you just revealed your new logo. Nice logo.
Thank you.
I'm happy with my logo that I play around with. I am now rethinking it after looking at your
logo. Thank you. That is all Nicole Anguish from Day Camp Creative. She killed it. But it's really funny because we were trying to look all tough and everything, being a rock band and all. But the hawk is like kind of like a cute, chubby girl hawk. I'm like, wow, not that scary, Linda.
No, I actually...
No, I'm just teasing.
It was very stylized and, you know, band logos can be really tough.
Band logos are so hard, and Nicole was unbelievable to work with because I fed her. I said, I want classic rock, something you would want as a tattoo. You know, I want
Tom
Petty. I want the Rolling Stones. Yes. I want Mystical Magical, and I want cymbals, and I want a hawk.
Yes.
I asked her to do so many things, and she did them all. She nailed it.
And she added color. Like the logos I work in are usually black and white, but that's what's getting me to like rethink.
Yes, we have an insane...
Simple color.
Gay Pride June one.
Yes.
That's like so gorgeous.
Oh.
It's like off the charts. It's
I
so
can't
good.
Wait. Tomorrow. I can't wait.
I know. Oh yeah, maybe we should put it up tomorrow. Anyway, we're finally getting merch. Because we're barely 2 years old. We're like 18 months old as a band, and we're finally getting merch. We're so excited.
So the way I'm looking at the schedule here, are you bringing your full band in?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay. So this is gonna be you.
Just
and...
me, Richard, and Dan.
Okay.
And on acoustic guitars. It's really fun. We actually really enjoy doing acoustic versions of our songs because it kind of forces you to confront the bones of the song.
Right. Yeah.
And like, is this a good song? Would I sing this around a campfire?
Right.
Would people maybe sing along?
Right.
And when I was like, yeah, I kind of think I would.
Can this song exist with a strum versus a thump?
A thump or, you know, a driving awesome rhythm section you know.
Sometimes you just totally change the song.
Yes,
because, you know,
absolutely.
People are hearing it in that version. You know, you have people hearing it in that version, so it's just a different way of entertaining, right?
Completely.
Instead of electric, you know, you're going acoustic.
Yeah.
You know, you could have a whole different ending or a whole different intro.
I know.
It really is amazing. Yeah, when you take that electric song and, as you said, like strip it down.
Yeah.
Though, oftentimes I do start out a lot of my stuff with acoustic.
Well, you write on acoustic, and so do I, but you know what was really life-changing for me is I had the great pleasure of going to see the Lou Reed retrospective that was at the New York Public Library this past winter, and he said every song I write is a folk song, and it's on guitar. It's on an acoustic guitar, and then it turns into a rock song, and I add electric guitars. And I was like, oh, at two, Lou? Yay! but I'm sure that's true for, you know, Neil Young and tons of people and tons of songwriters to this day.
It definitely, if you have one of those situations where you can walk into a recording studio with just the sketch of an idea and are able to, you know, kind of suss it out and create it in the recording studio, that can be great. It also can be a total nightmare too.
Well, that's amazing. I mean, I feel like that's when you've got some big bucks, right? When you can just take a concept and then spend the entire weekend playing around. Oh, does this need?
Or a producer says, "I don't care. Take your time."
Exactly. take all year.
We'll keep the tape rolling. You know. Just
exactly. But the beauty of having a great band is that you just bring a song down, and the band tells you what the song wants to be.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. On Saturday we're going to start off with Gary and Vicky, and then right into Girl with a Hawk. Then Randy Black, and then this Little Billy. I have no idea.
I know. Wait, I've heard of those guys, though.
I don't know. I don't know what that is.
It'll probably be okay.
All right, let's play Girl with a Hawk, and the one I got on deck is The Romantic. So we'll listen to that one.
Latest single from Red on Red Records.
We'll be right back.
There's no need to worry. I'm not in a hurry, babe. Oh no, I know that fate will bring you to me. Oh, 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 oh. There's simply no question.
Screw ups here.
Thanks to everybody out there listening.
So one more time, this Saturday, starting at 9 a.m., WMFO Live Music Day, Saturday, June 3rd, with Gary Mondello, Vicky Porter, Girl with a Hawk, Randy Black, Little Billy Lost, that sounds like a fake band, Adam Sherman and Lauren Parks,
yes,
Hummingbird yes. Syndicate,
yes.
Alan Williams, Crow Follows,
yes. Yes.
Jenny Bottom Carter, Thigh Scrapers, Samantha Farrell, and Glowbox.
Yes! Yes.
Saturday, fun. Saturday!
Yay.
That's right, yeah. So I'm really looking forward to this. Yes! Thank you, you guys. Really, way too fun. I'll mention it again before we get out of here. So in the land of shameless promotion, in the land of shameless promotion, I'll let you in on this. So this band Little Billy Lost, that you know, I might know more about them than I pretend to, we're on Code 213 Records, and we work with this gentleman by the name of Dennis Tuning, and he's like, Wash Your Sins Away did okay, want to do another single? And we're like, yeah, okay, we'll do another single. He said, what you got? And as it turned out, right as he was asking us that, Fred came up with a song called Dance, Angelina, Dance. And it's a little bit different style than Fred normally writes in. James, by the way, sings it, but Fred wrote the song. What I really liked about the song is I got to really jump on to my old school Motown roots.
Nice.
And when I play this song, you're going to hear it immediately. It's like, oh yeah, Smitty's just stealing, not borrowing, stealing.
Like a pro.
Like a pro, the Motown roots. we're very excited about this new song. It's not officially released yet. This is a preview.
I'm so excited. Can you play it loud?
I play it loud. I'll turn up the monitor.
Okay.
Very excited about this song. Basically, you know, Dennis, if you're listening to this, I apologize in advance. This song, we decided, was so good that if Dennis turned it down, we weren't going to do another single with him. It's like I'm not saying this is the greatest thing since sliced bread, but this Fred killed it. He brought it in the room, and you know, we go through the songwriting process. When a song comes together immediately, you're like, oh my God.
Yep.
What the hell just happened?
Right.
The magic. It's like, you know, it's like, oh, we're working on it. No, it's done in 5-10 minutes.
Sometimes.
You know? And yep. It was just kind of like, so we're very happy with it. And then I wanted to mention that we recorded it at Galaxy Park with Richard Marr. And he was a pleasure to work with. I have a feeling that our show at the Square Root might be where we debut this song.
Sweet.
So, you know, I don't have an actual date from Dennis, what date he actually wants to say it's going to, you know, drop and, you know, go for all the radio stations. But it's a brand new song. This is a preview, not a release.
Woo! Can't wait. Can't wait.
Hope you enjoy it. And then, to really confuse all of you, Dennis wants a single from me. He wants a new single from Smitty Smitty and the Fez Tones. I have 6 more songs on the 10 songs that we recorded at New Alliance Audio with Alec Rodriguez. And